Coach, off the heels of a great goaltending performance once again from your goaltender, Josh Ravensbergen, but I just thought a great effort all around and a 3-1 win here this afternoon.
Yeah, I agree. It was a hard-fought game, you know, right from the start, right to the finish. You know, even after we got our empty net goal, the game was not over yet, and we still had to play right to the end.
I think the word was grind, and you had to grind it out. You know, we talked earlier in the season about how teams would view Prince George and how they would be a tough team to play. Victoria is a tough team to play against. Now, I know you're going to say all of them are, but Victoria is a real tough team to play against, and you had a grind, and more grind.
I think our teams mirror each other. I think we play both teams. They kind of have the same style, you know, the same type of system, same work ethic. You know, and we talked about that before the game, and it every game is going to be a grind against these guys. It's give and take.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. We talked about that exactly in the pregame show, and it was tight, right? I think the score reflects how it was played tonight. Clean game here this afternoon, right? You didn't get a power play here this afternoon, but just for your group to stick with it, 5-on-5, you got some big penalty kills. And, again, it just goes back to the same narrative that it really was a grind this afternoon.
It was right through, and you know, we stuck with it. These aren't easy games to play. It's an afternoon. We're a little out of rhythm. We come off the road. I give our team a lot of credit.
But you always know you've got number 31. I mean, this for him is his 8th consecutive appearance, 6th straight start. He's a horse. You know you have him. You know there isn't. You're not going to be able to see anything new about him. I understand that. But we have to acknowledge, you know, we just can't take this guy for granted, but he is so good.
Yeah, no, that's what we expect. I think he's on a real roll right now. You know, there are different parts of his game. It's all coming together. He's handling the puck. He's calm in there. He makes it look easy.
Yeah. Cole Height, his first WHL goal here this afternoon, you could just immediately see the excitement on his face, really, from your whole fourth line. I thought they were great today, but in particular, Cole Height scores his first WHL goal, and you could feel the excitement up here, Coach. It was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, you can feel it on the bench. It's special to score your first goal, but I really like that line. You know, Finnegan, he got in last game. He's bringing the juice. He's bringing the energy, and I'm really liking, you know, what that line brought tonight. And when they can score a goal and it's his first goal, it's exciting.
Yeah, now I don't see the road games, obviously, but from what I saw, I thought that was the best game of the season for the fourth line.
Yeah, they've had some pretty good outings. Okay. You know, even on the road, we've changed it up a few times, but they've been pretty solid, which is, you know, really bodes well for our team.
What about the first game back after the road trip? And we mentioned that in the broadcast. And sometimes it takes a little while. They came out with the first 5 shots. Sometimes it takes I don't know what it is. We've talked about it in the past, but you had a long NHL career, and it's not a Prince George. It's hockey. When you have what is it in your mind with all your experience? What is it about the toughness of the first game back after a road trip?
I don't know. You know, we know it's going to be a grind. It's you know, when you come off a road trip, it's you're coming off a grind because it's always long, and we don't have any short road trips. So, you know, that's one of that's a PG thing a little bit more than other places, but it happens all the time. I don't know, a little bit different air, different surroundings. You can say a whole bunch of things and none of them make sense.
Yeah. Now, what about the fact you guys have been really good? I think 7-1 in the first of doubleheaders or something like that, Cole is telling me. So when you've had doubleheaders, you've been very effective in the first game. Things have been a little bit different in the second game because you know that nobody wants to go on the bus empty-handed. Now, I don't know, that doesn't change anything from your perspective in talking to the guys, but just being aware of that, is that something that you know how difficult it is to sweep?
Oh, yeah. We talk about it. We know about it. We're the team that it happens to all the time. We have the most experience. It doesn't make it any easier. They look at their game plan, and, you know, they up the ante, especially when they lose that first game.
Yeah. Well said, Coach. I think great way to end it. Congrats on a great win here this afternoon, and best of luck tomorrow night.
All right, thanks, guys. Yep.
GM and head coach Mark Lamb, appreciate his time as always. And I believe